for the entire 7 years that you've been here. You know, I'm not out on Moody. He did make two big 50-yarders. Guess what? That's your third-round pick that you took.
Yeah.
High draft capital on a kicker who's missing kicks. Getting older. The NFC, Lions, Packers, all these upcoming teams. Guess what? They were still upcoming, and we struggled.
Great call, Chris. Great call. Hold on, let me get to legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on a free Odyssey app. This segment is sponsored by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit Golden State Lumber. Chris in San Jose hit on all the points, man. It's a lot of points. Not saying, though, that, boy, he's not even the best coach in the division.
Well, I mean, look. It's early, but if you were to pull a Minnesota Viking fan, would you trade Kevin O'Connell for Shanahan?
Probably not.
I don't think they would this morning, right? This morning.
No, they love Kevin O'Connell up there.
You know what I mean?
They love KLC.
I think, where he's going at, right? Like, so anyway, point being is, I think the bigger takeaway, they are an old version. Whatever their age is, a lot of these guys have more wear and tear. Forget the 2019 run, because that was so long ago. You played three extra playoff games in 2021.
You know,
three in 2022, three and, but here's the thing, I look at Kansas City.
Yeah, exactly.
But hear me out. They've played a lot of playoff games, but they've infused the roster with a ton of draft picks. When you made that Trey Lance trade, it did deplete some of your draft picks, and you're starting to see some of the misses come to light and some of the not having those draft picks in the cupboard. Not having Ricky Pearsall right now is affecting them. I know it's not their fault. Well,
we don't even know who Ricky Pearsall is yet, but I hear you.
Again, when they moved off Tyreek, they used that to get themselves a center. They got themselves some defensive players. They got Chenault, and they got all these players, and you're seeing a younger roster. You have to play some of the younger guys. For example, they're playing Isaac Yiddum. Isaac Yiddum sucks. He stinks. Renardo Green made a penalty in the end zone. I'd rather see Renardo Green.
But they are playing younger guys, though. We see Tig Brown. We see Deommodore Lenore. They tried on Ambry Thomas. Ambry Thomas just wasn't good enough. Defensive line. You know, that's where the biggest misses have come to me, is on the defensive line. The defensive line has been an issue here. Let's go to Gabriel in Orange County. Gabriel, what's happening?
What up, Bonte? What up, Shasky?
What's up, Gabriel?
Man, pissed, bro. Straight up. I know you're livid. I can hear you, Shasky. But look, I'm going to start off with a note of positivity. But what did I talk about last week? That great Gatsby moment. We're all holding our breath right before the game started for Brock Purdy. He balled out.
Yeah, he's
man,
great.
I'm so proud of him. I mean, like, he balled out. Him and Jennings had career games. And I think we're going to see more and more of that, because his confidence level is at an all-time high right now. You can see the way he moves in the pocket, the way he – just his instincts. It's incredible to see how he's developing even more now. Go back and watch a handful of Ronnie Bell drops. He does this stupid little hop. Like, there was nobody on him. Why did he hop on that 40-yard pass? Why did he do that little hop? The ball in his face, and it wasn't even that high. And go back and watch it. He always does that. You know what it needs to be? It needs to be a Ronnie Bell hop at a hotel somewhere. I don't want to see him on the field ever again. That guy is gone. Gone. And then Campbell, he doesn't even know where he's at. He looks lost the entire game.
He's not good. Mark Sanchez said it over and over. His specialty is not playing against the pass.
Here's what I don't understand. And you're not the coach. It's like, if I can see it, how can they not see it? And that's the question that I ask. And I get you don't want to play young guys. I understand. Like, hey, you got to earn your spot. Well, you're playing Dominic Pooney. All right, and he looks like he's better than whoever else you had at right guard the last couple years.
Aaron Banks, left guard. Yeah. You've invested in him.
Why not play? I don't know. D-Winners got hurt in this game, I guess, and came out or whatever. Play Bethune. Stop playing Devondre Campbell.
He's not good.
Right? Here's the funny thing. You had an opportunity. You know, Al Shaeri could have been had by anyone. He went back to the Texans.
Right.
You went for Devondre Campbell instead of Al Shaeri? I would have just gotten
Al Shaeri was there last year. He was in Houston last year.
No, I know, but he was also
free. I know.
We're going to renege him and allow him to resign. And I'm saying to myself, why are we doing this? Why are we going back to this guy? He's not good. Devondre Campbell's not good. He hasn't been good in preseason. He hasn't been good in regular season.
Well, you got like, no options right now. Obviously, D. Winter's getting hurt before the season opener. They hurt D. Winter's. They set him back. They set him back getting hurt in training camp. So Bethune, maybe he's not ready. Maybe they see something in Bethune right now that we don't see, and they're like, well, we're not. I don't know if he's ready. But the overall theme I got yesterday, it may be the last 2 weeks, the spirit and energy that Dre Greenlaw brought every single week to compliment Fred Warner is sorely missed
right now.
They miss Dre Greenlaw. There could be good news about Greenlaw, though, because I heard he's practicing. Once he's ready to go and he's cleared to go, he could be in this lineup right away. We may be seeing the Seattle game on Thursday night. We may see Kansas City. But Greenlaw, the return is coming very, very soon. I want to squeeze in another call before the break because, look, it's unfortunate that they lost. Juwan Jennings became the second player in franchise history to register 10 or more catches with 150 more yards and 3 touchdowns. You know the other guy to do that in franchise history? Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice. Juwan Jennings was special. Let's go to Rhea in Lancaster. She was at the game. You know she was at the game. And I know she's ticked off right now. What up, Rhea?
Good morning, hon. Yes, I was at the game. Vibes were great. Everybody's high-fiving. We're getting along. Everything is fantastic. And then Shanahan decides the field goal before the missed one. He decides to, you know, kick the field goal. I turned to my friend and I said, that was a mistake. We needed to be up more points. I didn't feel comfortable with that.
So you would have gone for it.
You mark it.
Not to cut you off. You would have gone for it on that fourth down after Mason got stuffed.
Yeah, what were they, 4th and 1 from the goal?
You're about 4th and 2.
Yeah, give or take inside the 10.
Hey, listen, I'm not mad at it. Rhea, I'm not mad. They went for it last week in Minnesota.
It just felt like the defense was on their heels, didn't it? Like, our defense, and they weren't getting stops. Like, they had no momentum.
Exactly. So I just, like, you needed to go for it, and you needed to get that score. You needed to get – a field goal was not enough. So then – also, Trent is going to run out of veins for all these IVs that he's needing to get. And Ronnie Bell can't catch a case. Why are you depending on him when Juwan Jennings is so good through this whole game? He's climbing over his defender and getting the ball. You know what I mean? Like, he's making catches that are amazing. Why are you picking Ronnie Bell for a situation like that? He hasn't been good for several seasons.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah. So I just want, and I want to also point out, Brock, this was the most comfortable lately that I've felt about Brock. I loved Brock yesterday. Shanahan needs to be okay with him scrambling and stop making him stiff and in the pocket.
Totally.
We need him to scramble every now and then. And I need Shanahan to be okay with that. I love you guys. Have a good day.
I thought his scrambling was magnificent yesterday.
He was sitting in that pocket.
So good.
There are times Mark Sanchez is like, he can get a cup of coffee right now. Dude, Purdy was superb. Yes. You know what it is, too, about Purdy? And it is, and I don't think we've ever discussed it like this.
What's that?
He's a fun watch.
He's a gamer.
So he's not only a gamer, he's got pocket presence, but he's fun to watch. Like, if I was a casual fan, so D. Wright was at the game, Darrell Wright.
Yeah.
And he just asked me, he's like, are you down here? I was like, nah, I didn't make the trip. And he goes, hey, man, this quarterback is good.
He's fun.
He goes, I don't get the rhetoric around Brock Purdy. The guy's a good quarterback, and he's fun to watch. He's entertaining.
How about the scramble going into that field goal possession where he scrambles and slides on his butt inbounds?
Yep. Inbounds.
And I'm like,
this
guy's IQ is through the roof.
He was throwing dimes yesterday.
I'm telling you, the play for me, he had a couple really nice scrambles, but the play for me, third down, where he pump fakes, he's rolling to the left, he dives in midair. I said, bro, if Mahomes did that play, sticking the ball, it would have been on every single highlight package today. He was awesome.
Purdy.
He's a gamer.
He's so fun to watch. I thought that. I think I tweeted that. I was like, hate him or love him, the guy just is a gamer.
100%.
He feels it. He's a damn good quarterback, man. I had a lot of fun. All right, we're going to get to Bay Rob coming to Bay Rob. I'll see you out there. Say a whole Robinson, Bruno. We got Rocky and Vallejo, Rolando and Napa, Maurice and Sec. We got everybody. We're going to get all your calls. Everybody. 888-957-9570. We're going to play a soundbite from Dante Whitner on the other side. And is this situation critical? Is this situation critical? Look, I'm not overlooking the New England Patriots next Sunday. We're not there yet.
How can
but I'm
you?
Not looking overlooking them. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, I may need to be at that game because The hell? We thought losing to the Rams was one thing. Well, we haven't even got through an hour and a half of the show yet. We're just getting cooking here on the Russ. More coming up, brought to you by Save Mart and Lucky California.